because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. You hear me, you fucking faggots? A, B, C. A always, B, B, C closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. AIDA, attention, interest, decision, action. Attention, do I have your attention? Interest, are you interested? I know you are, because it's fuck or walk. You close or you hit the bricks. Decision, have you made your decision for Christ? An action.
Hold it now.
Looking good.
Huh. All right, y'all. I just
arrived. My mama's crying.
Keith,
are we on?
Yeah.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed the banter. Welcome to Looking Good. Looking Good Radio. All right, Goody Mob out there. We have some guests today.
We have some guests today.
Hi.
Hola.
So we have Crazy Corinne, my stand-up comic friend from Los Angeles. Yay.
I'm from Los Angeles.
Oh, she was on Sons of Anarchy once.
You know what? You're a dick. Thanks.
Really?
I am what I eat.
We really?
Yes, I was.
Oh, cool.
And we also
you didn't know that?
No, is that guy super handsome, like the main guy with
oh my
the beard?
God, he's so hot. I would so.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh my God.
Like the younger guy, his
yes.
son. Yes.
Yeah, of
yes.
course.
Yes.
I would
procreate with him.
I would procreate, recreate.
He looks like a handsome guy.
Who's that handsome guy?
He looks like what's it like Thor, but like
more. Oh, I know that guy. Yeah.
Charlie.
Like, I was just passing the channel and someone was like, ooh, when I started to plump up.
Would you yeah. risk
You went from six
cream?
To midnight? All right, go on.
Indeed. And we also have the great and talented Friday.
Hi.
A woman of the world.
How come she gets the great and talented?
You were on Sons of Anarchy.
You're
wasn't?
Awesome and talented. That's true. Yeah.
Well, actually, my ass is more famous than my face on that show.
Can I say
oh, we saw your ass on the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to
that. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It's like one of your selling
huge
points.
Ash,
I've seen
yeah.
Corinne do stand up once, and that's one of her, like.
Fuck you.
Well, it's one of your fucking lead ins. I mean, it's.
Oh, yeah.
Well, people love ass.
That was pretty funny.
We can say that on
that's
the air.
Funny.
Yeah. Fuck.
Well,
it's. We'll
be oh, yeah. There's no.
We're not lying. We're not like.
It's explicit.
I wish we were like 104.3, but we're not. We're just in the studio.
Valentine in the morning.
Yeah. That's right.
Is that the guy?
Yes.
Tita. All right. Maybe he's listening.
By the way, my mom was born on Valentine's Day.
I like Valentine. I think he's
for sure.
Cute. But you know, I have a thing for white guys.
Me too.
Fag, I knew it.
Yes, I like
all
it.
These years, Fred, I told you.
God damn it.
I like it.
I don't like that word.
I like anyone who can share.
Friday, can I say what Friday's claim to famous?
Yeah, sure.
She's one of my favorite adult film actresses from going way back.
That was really classy the way he presented
mm-hmm.
it. I like that.
That's how I think of her.
That's
adult
nice. That's very
film
nice.
Actress.
Adult film actress.
She's an adult film actress. She's a good girl.
Okay. What, all right. Present company excluded. Besides her, who else would be in that list? And Teeth, think of your just like one. I'm saying, okay, because the other day I was thinking about this.
Gage.
Excuse us for 1 second. We talked about Gage last episode.
It had to be Jenna Jameson.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
I've lost
her.
That's like saying De Niro.
It's so hacky, right? But it was. It was good, though. It was awesome.
Did you do her?
It's like saying Brad Pitt.
You
did
her?
No, I beat off, but I didn't do her. I mean, the virtual
If you're going to compare Friday to that to like Jen Jameson, she's like the Christopher Walken.
Jesse Summers? Like, nobody really knows her, but she's pretty good.
What about Gage?
Gage rules.
I don't know.
We just talked about Gage last episode.
Yeah, we did. I wasn't a big Gage fan.
Gage rocks.
Gage is a porn star.
She's a hard worker.
Keith, who'd you say last time?
Tori Black or Danny Daniels?
Oh, I like Tori Black.
Danny Daniels? Is that dude?
No.
Who's your favorite like male star?
I hate all male.
All right, you don't like Evan Stone?
I like James
Dean.
I
hate them all.
You don't like Evan Stone or is Evan Stone that's the guy with like the long hair and all the Pirates movies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's one. He doesn't do stills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? He doesn't need to. Look at that face. It's so disgustingly.
He's
ugly.
Crazy looking.
God damn.
He looks like a Braveheart fucking extra.
We met him at AVN. Remember, he tried to fuck me.
Who, Evan Stone?
No, Evan Stone and the long-haired freaky guy.
That's Evan Stone, I thought.
That's the same one, is it?
Evan Stone's like the big dude who's in all like the Pirates movie.
Like,
and like
wait,
the,
he looks like fucking Fabio? Dog. He looks like Fabio?
Yes.
Yeah. That's guy. Evan Stone.
He tried to fuck me. He thought I was a porn star. I was like, no,
that'd
I'm not
awesome.
A porn star.
You should
but
do
he's
it.
Good. He's good.
I'm
you made that last part up.
He's got a big one.
I'm not a porn star. I just fuck like one.
Oh, ooh. Shit.
Oh.
That's what I say.
Who'd you say? Who used to be like Tommy Gunn?
Ew. No, James Dean.
James Dean.
Yeah, I like James
Dean.
You
really are gay.
He's cool. I like the rapport that him and
really?
Especially Joanna Angel have. They're like their pals.
Really?
James
they're,
Dean.
They're
what does he look like? What's James Dean?
He looks like James Dean. He's in that fucking Lindsay Lohan thing, that movie, Paul Schrader.
He's like a really handsome guy.
Is this a show?
No,
on
but
porn?
He looks like no. James Dean.
Does he have
actor.
A big? Does he have a huge cock?
No, it's porn.
Oh, okay.
It's not like
is it bigger than Nick Manning?
See, this is what happens.
I don't
they
know.
I
never fucking measured. This is our problem. It's a lot of it's a lot of dick jokes.
It's a lot of dick stuff. I'm sorry.
We get all excited.
You guys know James Dean or Nick Manning?
Nick Manning, we've met at the AV.
Is he a dick or is he all right?
Nice. Well, we're chicks, really.
I mean, Evan Stone refused to screw me without a condom.
Oh, really?
He refused. I can't hate him for that.
He's a dirty. I mean,
that's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Good for him,
the whole time I was in the industry, I think I only fucked twice with a condom.
And it was
good
him
girl.
And who else?
Good girl.
I don't have my.
There's no special award for that.
Who is there? A guy named Jack Napier. Or am I making that up? Okay, is he a black guy?
Yeah, he's in Batman.
Yeah, he did me.
Nice outfit.
Rectum.
Oh, really? Is he got a big? He's got a big one.
Wait, I got a story.
But I remember he was very nice because he said I looked ashy and he wanted to run me down.
Wait,
with
this
some
is
ashy.
Wait, this is a true story that Friday will not let me live down to this day.
With Jack Napier?
She was on a porn set. She calls me. She's like, "Hey, Boricua." That's her nickname for me, meaning Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
She's like, "I need you to come bring me some of my outfits, my clothes." I'm like, "You're shooting a fucking porn. What do you need clothes for?" And she's like, "No, bring me my outfits." I'm like, "Ugh, all right, fine." So she has me drive all the way up to Hollywood Hills, bring her fucking little half outfits that she wore for maybe 2 seconds. And it's a black porn set, minus her, the only white flake there.
Like the walls are black or the people are black?
The people.
Oh, shit. Oh, boy.
Yeah, so it's a bunch
of black... If the lights are off, I couldn't see them unless they smiled.
Yeah, it was...
They give you a walker to walk out?
So...
They offered her to do
Wait. Yeah, wait. So she's like, "Come here, let me introduce you to my friends." I'm like, "Come on, Friday, really?" And they're all like, "Yeah, damn, she does have a big ass, blah, blah, blah." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Oh, damn you." And so I was like,
"That doesn't sound very black."
No.
Damn you.
Well, because I'm...
Yo, bitch!
Don't forget, I'm not black, okay?
I know. It's well, in Puerto Rican, you might as well be.
I mean, I am
black. In fact, you're lower, probably.
There is black in my...
They're so black, they opened a safe when $30,000 popped out trying to get her to fuck.
Yeah, the producer, I swear to God, I went in the office waiting for her. The producer whips out $35,000 in cash and puts it on the fucking table. He says, "Just one scene. Come on, Mom."
35,
holy
35
he's
grand?
Like, he's like, yo. He's like,
what are we talking about?
Listen. No.
What, was it John
was
Travolta?
Was John Travolta there?
Oh, God.
If he had been there, I might have thought about it. Would but
John? No, but he's a big gay guy. So
oh,
that...
that's right. Good point. Never mind.
30
know.
Grand in cash,
that,
huh?
35,000 in cash. He put it on the table.
Really?
It made me nervous to look at that much money. It made me nervous.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to... I was like... He was like, "Just one scene." He's like, "Come on." He's like, "You know, we just want to capture that first moment." I'm like... Furthest moment for what? He's like, "You doing porn?" I'm like, "I will never do porn." I said, "I'm an actress."
35 grand.
I turned
that's
it down.
That's tough.
God, I let all the black guys
know what it is.
She almost killed me. She wanted to
that's
kill me.
That's a lot of dough. You buy a fucking
new
car with it.
I tried to get this woman to fuck her way to the top with me for a long time. She won't do it.
I don't feel bad for you anymore, Corinne.
Me neither.
I don't want to hear about you selling your jewelry. 35 G's cash.
I tried to get her to go with me everywhere.
I'd let Keith fuck me in the ass in a town square for
that person.
Was it a black guy who also had the money?
Yeah.
So Friday's a good influence on you. What are you talking about?
Well, it was a power trip for me to turn it down.
I can see that. You got more scruples than us.
You went home and had like ramen noodles and you're like, "God damn it."
I went home and had another bowl of cereal with my lactate milk. It was fantastic.
What if it was like, so it was like, was it something crazy? Did you have to fuck a goat or was it just
no,
a straight
he
up?
No, he just wanted it. He wanted his guy to fuck me doggy style and I said no.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
You're not into black guys generally, huh?
Mm.
Yeah.
That's because
good girl.
It's
Keith.
I've told you this. Here's the reason
that's
why.
Such a lie.
Myself and minority men, whether it be black or Hispanic, we bump heads. And the
that's
reason
true.
I'm too controlling. Because
they're uncut.
I'm too controlling.
Yeah, you're too down there.
I had a Rottweiler try and rape me once.
I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying, I got out of the bathtub. Yeah.
And let me tell you,
it's because all the Puerto Rican dudes are uncut. They got the anteater cocks.
What? That's so.
We're an uncle eater.
No, you're thinking Mexican men. Remember, Puerto Ricans are American citizens, okay?
Oh, I like that.
We're American.
You like uncut?
Yes. Really?
Yes.
Natural lubrication.
So man, that seems weird.
Really?
Skin in there and just shove it in.
Wow.
Anyway.
I always thought that too. I gotta stop drinking so much. I tell you.
I'm just saying, for me, it's a power thing. If you don't let me be in control, we're not going to get along very well. Most white guys let me have my way.
Oh,
because
they know at the end of the day that I'm going to take care of them. That's what it comes down to.
So you only date white guys now? Well, for, yes. like, well, that's... Yeah.
Not, look, she's broke my heart. That's what you mean. Yes. She only dates white guys.
She's
such a racist.
I'm not saying I haven't dated black men before. I have. I've dated Spanish men before. It's not my cup of tea.
By Spanish, do you mean Mexican or other?
No, Puerto Rican.
Okay.
I did. My first two boyfriends were Mexican. Maybe that's why I don't date them anymore.
Okay. Well, yeah, Mexicans
more
seem
like Mexicans. Hi-oh. Watch out.
Man, we're really laughing
at
these jokes.
They were good guys.
Today.
Just, you know.
Yeah.
I don't like being controlled.
What about Asians? You ever date an Asian guy? I heard they got tiny penises.
No, I would. No.
I had an Asian almost take and eat yogurt out of my vagina. He did shove the yogurt in there, but he didn't eat it out.
Why not?
I'm not sure.
Did he have a tiny penis?
No, I can't do it here. Weird. Mess me up.
That is just.
I'm leaving.
Here's a question, real quick. Do you think the race thing
is. The big gong sounded.
Do you think the whole race thing is like real? About like, okay, obviously black guys have big dongs or whatever. But like.
That's not necessarily true.
Carolla.
You're digging a hole now, bro.
All right. Well,
I'm not helping you.
All right. What Adam Carolla always says is that maybe it's not black guys have huge cocks, but just the ones they put in porn have big cocks. Because there's probably a lot of guys with tiny dicks.
I would agree.
Black
with
guys.
That. I've been
but they do have an extra bone
guys.
In their foot. That's why they jump higher.
That's kind of weird.
Okay.
Blackie's the better athlete.
That's what my grandfather told me.
Oh, well, that's what his name said. You know what I'm talking about?
Sammy the Bull?
No. What's that famous announcer? Jimmy the Greek. Black is the better athlete. Remember?
He has extra ligament, he said.
Yeah. The slave master bred the slaves.
For as long as I've been in L.A. and all the parties that we've been invited to, and we've hustled our way into many parties and many situations where we should not have been, but we've managed to get in.
Yeah, like my baby
Friday's
daddy.
My bait. You have to understand, Friday's my bait because she can be
BGB, black guy bait.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm the black guy bait. She loves black guys. I don't, so therefore,
no one does.
I attract the black guys for her.
The cops don't either.
You know, she attracts the white guys for me.
This is true. When I got hit in the subway, the cops showed up. I'm like, they're like, so who did it? A Mexican or a black guy? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't see him. Oh, I chased him down.
For anyone that can't see, Friday's got a big old shiner. Because some lunatic fucking... What happened?
Well,
you were in the subway? In the L.A. subway?
I was drunk. I was coming home
in the red line?
Because no one uses the L.A. subway.
No, the red line.
Oh, yeah, the red line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sitting there on the floor, minding my own business. I'm drunk. And this kid comes up. He bends over. He's trying to touch my boobs. So I started going
happens
into my
all
conspiracy
time.
Theory, right? And
oh my
turn
God.
Him off, and he walks away and comes back for a second try at touching my boobs.
And she went fucking ballistic.
Yeah,
probably. You
I
went
did.
Swinging.
Went, no,
I
didn't.
Really?
Did you kick him in the balls?
No, I just use my mouth to turn people
did you,
off.
Did
nowadays.
You? Did
how's
you
that possible?
Face like you kicked me.
Was he a white guy?
No.
Oh, you said you didn't know. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But I will say this.
Well, if he's looking at your boobs, you can tell if he's white, Hispanic, or black.
My children are black. I've got.
Yeah, she's got black.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
Yeah,
hey, I don't disagree with that.
And Asian.
Shit.
Yeah. And?
Wait. So, and you're raising Tiger Woods?
This is the colors of Betnon right here.
So, wait, the guy, he just came and, like, tried to grab your tits and just.
No, or was he looking at him?
No, he, like, bent over because I was hunched down all drunk.
Oh, because you were drunk. Okay. I got
it.
Why were you by yourself? Why were you by yourself?
Subway doesn't start till 4:30 in the morning.
And she didn't call me, so it's not like I would have known.
So you're just drunk by yourself
drunk
in
by
the subway.
Myself.
Well, yeah, okay, I've been there, but nobody ever tries to rape me because I'm disgusting. Fuck.
See, this is okay.
Oh,
you have to understand.
Fuck, I wish there was a scoutmaster there.
I know I'm only 5'6", okay? But yeah. I am a nasty and
but you're 5'10 in our hearts.
Oh, I agree.
My God. And we were in a strip club in San Diego, and there was this homeless woman.
You
want to
hear the greatest fight ever?
So bad. And we said, we don't smoke. We don't have one. She's like, fuck you, bitches, blah, blah, blah.
I was like, hey, excuse me. I was like, calm the fuck down.
God.
So she comes towards us, and she starts charging at us. And she's like, you're fucking cunts. You're a bunch of fucking... So she went to
grabs
reach out to grab her. So I
hits her and slams her down on some stripper's hood of her car.
I beat the fuck out of this homeless chick.
Holy shit, really?
I really did.
I can see that. Weren't you bigger, too?
No.
What's that mean, bro?
Size. Yeah, what the fuck,
bigger.
Brandon?
Because you look super thin right now. You look like...
Yeah,
well, thank you.
Guns, man.
Yeah, I've got some guns. I'm pretty fucking...
That's what I'm saying.
A Derringer doesn't count.
Pounds. Listen, no, wait. What happened was I had a fever of 103.
You had a fever in your beaver.
Right. I was not feeling well.
The only thing that would help was more cowbell.
We drove. Yes. We drove from Orange County all the way down to San Diego so we could try to get her a job at the strip club.
Yeah.
Okay. Which we didn't know where it was. Yeah. So I was already irritated at her.
Are Orange County strip clubs better than L.A. County strip clubs?
Ask my ex.
There's richer guys.
We'll talk about that later. Yeah. But, all right, go on.
Who spent over $7,000 at the strip clubs, but I won't be mentioning any names.
And not on me.
Yeah,
very
I know, right?
Friday,
had he spent it on her Friday, at least it would have gotten back to me at some point.
Thanks.
But anyway, so we're at this stupid strip club in San Diego. This chick is coming at us. She's about to grab Friday, so I'm already angry, mad, sick, and pissed off at my ex. So I grabbed her by the fucking throat, picked her up, and threw her on the hood of some stripper's car.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you don't fucking touch her! It was crazy.
You should have told her you smell like man milk and slammed it, because that's a new scene out of Black Trans Am. I'm writing it right now.
You plug whore.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Like, hey, and by the way, make sure you listen to Third String All Stars on iTunes, guys.
Oh, my God.
I missed the show yesterday.
Sports. Hey, she's a big football fan Friday.
Yeah, there we go.
So they're going to start a football podcast.
We want to do a chick version podcast.
They're in
a
sports.
Keith, please. All right. No, Keith's like the podcast master.
I just want to say how nice the mothers would be, I'm sure.
He's probably uploading the podcast as we talk right now.
Yes.
Friday, you're into sports and shit?
Oh, sure.
She's okay. You remember we were talking about...
Are you talking about the Ravens?
Yeah.
Are you raving about them?
Wow.
No, I'm
really?
A Blazer fan because I'm from the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, that's right, yeah. You watch X-Men?
Seahawks.
Like Seattle.
Hit it.
Yeah.
Done.
It's about the Giants.
When I was watching, I watched like a college basketball game today, and they're doing like the commentators, like the broadcasters are there.
A CBG?
And all those guys behind them who are like...
Yeah.
Do you ever notice, like, in every, like...
Are you looking at me and asking this? I've never seen one of my...
Okay, no. But, like, in, like, any type of news where they show two people... Okay, they show two people talking, and behind them are, like, the whole crowd of people, and they have to get on camera.
On camera.
Like, all the audience has to be on camera.
Why?
You've never seen, like, a news thing where they did that? No, just motherfuckers behind the two commentators, like, making, like, blowjob faces and shit.
You're talking about the fucking, the unruly bastards that have the need to be on television.
Yes, and, like, the two guys
they're
are talking.
They're not like,
Say it like this.
Not
all right.
Like my ass.
Guys, this is going to really work for those at home, but say in between Luke and myself, there's six dudes in the audience who are like, yeah, motherfucker, and they're like screaming.
Well, like every time I cut to the commentators, they go bananas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
only
like,
when they cut to the commentators, because if you get the side shots, they're just sitting there just watching, texting on their iPhones.
Would you ever do that?
Around.
Like you
fuck yeah, I would. And you have to be an asshole.
My favorite is the douchebag who's on his phone going, can you see me? Can you see me?
You know what that is? That's Dodger games. The guys behind home plate. Like, everybody who gets behind home plate, they're always looking forward to text like...
He looks like he could be a Kardashian with a fucking hairdo. Hey, can you see me?
More like hair-don't.
Luke, really? Sorry.
My English teacher thought it was funny.
Anyway, I think I finished the story.
I'm tired.
She ended up on the concrete face down. You were on top of her.
Yeah, and some old dude was
always biting her ankles.
My God.
I don't know.
And all of a sudden we hear, whoop, whoop.
You ever been in the booty house?
Took off.
Both of them make you grab your ankles?
Yeah. You should push in pig.
I charge extra for that.
That's all from training day, sir.
You better.
You grab my ankles and I charge extra.
That's from training day. You ever see Training Day Friday?
I don't remember it.
With
Denzel? Did you see any new movies this year?
What's the last
movie? Like any kind of like movies that are nominated for Oscars?
Yes, absolutely.
What'd you see?
Well, Quentin Tarantino's new movie.
Did you like it?
So good.
You turn on, there's a lot of hot black dudes in it. There's, black dudes. Feral black dudes.
It was good. No, it was a great movie. I did. Did you see it, Corinne?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Well, Quentin Tarantino.
He's always, I mean, that's like one of those ones where, like, of course,
and you know what?
Good, I think it was better than I expected.
I like that Jamie Foxx took the role because I was reading a lot of fucking
Will Smith.
Facebook bullshit.
I liked him.
I think he was better.
I'm not a fan of Jamie Foxx.
Will Smith would have sucked in that role.
No, he wouldn't have.
Yes, he would have.
Yes, he would have.
It would have been interesting.
It would have been a different role.
I'm saying Jamie Foxx was better in that grittier role. That's all I'm saying. Like, it would have been more publicized.
They should have gave it to Will Ferrell.
Okay, Will Ferrell. No, Will
Ferrell.
I'll
bet you could have got something out of him. I'll bet you could.
Who, Will Ferrell?
Yeah, I bet you could. Tarantino fucking rocks.
Yeah, like,
can you imagine somebody
Will Ferrell in blackface as Django?
Yeah.
Why is that nigger on the horse?
Who's that nigger on it, Nan?
We're going to have to burn all the sheets once they leave.
Yeah,
Ouch. Sam Jackson stole the show.
He was
though.
Fucking hilarious.
He was fantastic.
Dude, the best line of fucking 2012. He goes, "We should call him Niggalese." And the whole fucking dude, the theater laughed for like, it took like 3 minutes to recover from that joke. That's like, even funny. The black people are laughing. Come, Niggalese.
That's what I don't get is like when Spike Lee and all these like
I don't understand why they're jumping on the fucking like
they,
oh my
they
god
all get, they all get
so
upset but like look at all the black actors who are in the movie. Obviously they know the content right. and the subject yeah. of it, and they're willing to
it's
do
a
it
context.
Well, how come nobody's bitching about Roots? How come nobody's bitching about Blazing Saddles? Come on, please. Blazing Saddles is one of the
it was made by a white Jew.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody's bitching about that.
No. And they could make Blazing Saddles today.
I don't
no.
think anyone's bitching about Django except for fucking Spike Lee.
After the Django?
I thought, what's his name? Obama bitched about it.
He did?
Yeah.
What did he say? Oh,
I love Django. We need to change it. We need to have a change.
I was like, I don't like seeing people in chains.
I thought you were singing Bojangles.
There's a fucking restaurant in the Carolinas named Bojangles.
So?
It's like a Popeyes, but it's called Bojangles.
Lunch on you.
You guys ever went there?
I think they could make a Blazing Saddles after now that they've made this movie.
A Blazing Saddles number
I don't
two?
Know. I don't know. I don't think they can make a Blazing Saddles today.
Probably not.
What about part two?
If the South Park
still
guys,
blazing?
If the, fucking, yeah. if the South Park guys did it, you could. If you did
yeah.
it animated,
if you did
they
an
go
animated
with it. Yeah.
Blazing Saddles
part two is still,
Stone did,
oh
my
still
God.
Blazing.
We need to call. We need to call Matt Stone.
Blazer teams in Blazing.
Dude, wait a second. Did you know there's an actual KFC and it's down the street from my house?
Yeah, I just passed it.
The weed shop, the one. Have you ever seen that episode in South Park? The KFC.
Oh no!
How the KFC, the Kentucky Fried Chicken, is like the weed of the town.
No, no, Keith, you're it. Keith, take your shirt off.
Look it up.
Keith's really watching Archer.
Look it up, South Park. Look it up, the South Park episode KFC.
Keith, I want to shave
there's
you.
There's an actual KFC weed shop down the street, and it's the guys that.
Is it new?
No, the writers of South Park own that weed shop.
Oh, really? No shit.
Can we shave Keith live on the air?
What does he do? What
he runs the shit. He's yeah. running the boards.
He pushes buttons. He's a
what
producer.
Does he do?
He's our
yeah,
producer.
He
also
he pushes. You, okay. He's a mixer. He does mixing and shit. He makes
right.
you sound good.
This is my last question about this. Do you remember the the online thing called the Fart Hammer? It was a porn series.
No. Okay.
All right. I'm not fucking wrong. I swear to God. Look
I wasn't
it up. Okay.
hired for that job. I'm oh sorry.
You, okay. You turned it down, probably.
That was for no. It was for noobs.
No. Yeah. It was like Bang Brothers
Friday's
stuff.
Friday's a fucking feature.
Have you ever done Bang Brothers stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
and
good,
so what? Good. This guy like with the long
that's
hair.
That's the one that she shit on the lawn, and I had to clean up.
And okay, hang on. We'll get into that story, but real quick. Okay. So Fart Hammer's like this dude, and whatever, like he you know bangs a chick or whatever, who's supposedly like
it's
a newbie.
Scott.
Farts in his face because he owns them.
Yes,
that's disgusting.
No, yeah. It's not real.
That is so
really?
Violent.
I'm not. No, fucking, those Bang Brothers guys. They're
it's called the Fart Hammer. Look at him.
I don't like this shit, man.
Oh
I don't get it. I don't get it. My whole thought was people paid to see that because that was before the free porn.
We should start.
I own you. I'll fart in your face.
We should start.
And he just, you know, he would come and then he'd turn around and fart right in their face.
Fart would bite his balls.
You know how every big, you know, issue now has a ribbon? We should start a ribbon to end Fart Hammer porn.
I think he's done.
It's
I think he's
gone.
Done. But I'm trying to get Keith to be the next Fart Hammer.
We can make a brown ribbon.
Yeah.
I stole that from Jerry Springer.
Here's the thing. Okay. Well, okay, obviously, okay, Fart Hammer is, like, disgusting. Are you pissed of all, like, the free porn there is on the internet?
Yeah, is that fucking your shit up?
I mean, my dad used to have porno tapes and Playboys.
All of
and I used to sell them to buy weed off my buddies.
But you know what? Yeah.
But now, like, I mean, I've never bought one. Have you ever bought a porno?
The only thing I'm upset about is in 1991, I came up with the idea of having my own website because in Florida, they were having a newscast about this man and woman married, and he was taking pictures of his wife in lingerie and having the neighbor wives in lingerie, and they got $2 million in donations because back then it was all about donations.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I want to do this. But Danny.com is the first one who really took off with it and got support.
That's really, I've heard of that.
The number one.
She was one of Danny's girls, too.
From Florida?
Danny.com?
Yeah,
she Danny's was in... Oh, okay.
But it came up from Florida. I mean, that was the first time I ever heard about
because
internet
that's where
porn.
A lot of the porn started. Was
are you from here?
I'm from Pacific Northwest.
She said that already, asshole.
Yeah.
I don't listen. I'm fucked up.
My mom...
There's 15 people talking. What am I doing?
Hey, going back to the shit story, you know, the farting and stuff.
Well, hang on. Let her finish.
Yeah, you got the floor. Go for it.
No, okay, so...
The point is, I'm scratching my head. What do you want to know?
All right, so Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. Okay, how do you get involved? Or do you want...
We don't have to get into this.
Oh, we don't?
Well, no, I'm just saying. Okay. Whatever you don't want to talk about Friday, you totally tell us. Seriously.
No, it's fine. No.
I don't mind.
All right. But Danny.com.
Yeah.
All right. Here, okay, how about this? All right. I'll have a more vague question. Mm-hmm. When you shoot adult films,
yeah,
are they all out here or do you go to other states?
I did travel.
Okay. Yeah.
This is a great segue.
Yes.
She does travel.
Nice job, Brandon.
I did. Well, I don't anymore.
Yes. Where else? I'm saying where else is it as big as it is in the San Fernando Valley?
Florida,
I'd imagine, yeah, because you see a lot from there.
Where else did you fly a lot to?
Some in New York.
Some in New York, some Florida.
Really, New York?
Texas.
That's a weird one.
Couple jobs in Texas, right?
But I mean, are there more than out here? I mean, out here, where.
I was traveling mostly because I was feature dancing. That's
true, too. Yeah.
You make more money feature dancing or in a film?
Oh, yeah. Because I'll be honest with you, I lived under the poverty level doing porn.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm poor.
It was everything else she did in association to it that made her the money.
I gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
But
I didn't want to make it all about. I was curious
Howard
about that
Stern
question.
Howard Stern came up. One of Howard's people actually asked if they could do like a follow up on a day in my life, and I didn't want to because I live so meagerly.
When were we on Howard Stern show?
She was on the Porn Star Olympics. Holy I still remember
shit.
It. Yeah, she was on E.
Howard's
I've
like
never
my favorite guy ever. That's
he's a huge
awesome.
Howard fucking fan.
Was he cool or?
Yeah, he called me.
I'm sorry, I'm on the ONA camp.
There was like three. Well, me too, but.
I
love them both.
She was on
ONA
too.
This is how we met.
They met on fucking ONA. That's how I met her.
ONA.
I met Corinne because.
Well, no, but I want to know about Howard real quick.
Okay, sorry.
Is he pretty cool?
We don't like Howard. He's great.
Say he's great.
Whoa.
Yeah. We don't like Howard.
Okay.
Howard.
1-2 punch.
I have nothing bad to say about Howard.
All right. Well, neither do I.
He took 2 years to get me on his show. He was very patient.
Is he super? He's super huge, huh? Like in person? Like he's tall?
He is a tall dude.
He's like 6'6". He's like Abe Lincoln.
He was probably sitting down.
How did they? Did you guys see Lincoln?
Yeah.
How did they make him look that big? I'm just curious. How did they make him look that big again with everybody else?
And you missed the perfect segue opportunity for me to tell you.
You were doing good, Brandon.
Listen, you were.
I was just curious about how they made him look so big.
This is our concern, dude.
Luke was the tangent man. I'm starting to change my books.
Oh, I am. No. I'm both.
What's the name of your show? This one.
Looking Good Radio.
Looking Good Radio.
No,
we got to promote that. Looking Good Radio.
Friday.
This is what we're listening to right
1G,
now. LookingGood.com.
Fucking
A. LookingGoodRadio.com.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the goddamn story.
Of traveling.
That's right. She would have to travel a lot. I would say since I've met Friday, I've been her wrangler.
Were you
her
roommate as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I was her nanny. I was her pimp. I was
she
her
was
fucking driver.
We made love three times and she broke my heart.
Really?
I was her husband.
Is that true? No, stop. Wait. No, answer that. Is that true?
You don't have to answer that.
I did.
Oh, son.
I would refer not.
Serious matter.
Daughter.
Listen, I'm just saying. I'm the man of this relationship, damn it.
Listen,
monkey
has,
cock.
Have you ever been...
Uh-oh, we hit one.
Nice callback,
hit
Corinne.
Hit a nerve.
Corinne with the callback.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Anyway.
Have you ever been turned down for 6 years in a row? That's me.
Listen. I don't go that way, Friday. I love you.
High school.
You know what she would do to me? Okay.
It's called Keith Still.
Now we're going to tangent. Fine. When Victoria was in school, when her daughter was in school... She has a phobia, a social phobia. She doesn't like being out in public.
Unless I'm personally invited, yes.
Right. And so,
no shit, really?
Yeah.
I'm weird.
That's so
yeah.
funny.
That's so quirky.
Agoraphobia?
Whatever you want to call it.
I have a weird feeling because every time I'm like,
it's called
I have
proper
like if she has to go to school for, you know,
proper
student
training.
Teacher conference or whatever, or parent teacher conference, she's
right.
not going to go unless someone's holding her hand, which is what my role was. Every show that,
yeah,
that her
looks
daughter did.
Like that.
Okay, I would literally have to walk her in. So she would touch my leg. Are you listening?
Yes.
She made me feel we were in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
What is West Hollywood famous for?
I don't want it. Bars.
It's
the gays.
Oh.
We
is it really?
I would know.
Since when?
What?
Same sex marriage. Woo woo.
West Hollywood?
Yes.
No way. No
West
way.
Hollywood? Are you
kidding? Oh, that's the show.
Have you ever been to Santa Monica Boulevard?
Yeah, me and Keith always going like we hug and shit. Like, yeah. I think it was a big deal.
Oh, my God.
He wears that rainbow windbreaker.
Oh. If you've ever wondered why
Keith,
they called
Keith
you a bear.
Keith went for Halloween as a gay homosexual.
Exactly. if you ever wonder why they called you a bear, it's because you look like a gay bear.
I understand. I'm
okay,
fucking right. I work with all gay leagues.
I call them tigers.
That's why Luke
Texas.
Is an otter.
So right. We're in West Hollywood, and she would put her hand on my lap.
Slick and slub.
And, like, she would massage. My leg, and people are like, oh, that's so cute. A lesbian
like she
couple
is now, and she won't admit it.
I'm not touching your leg,
you like
lying.
Me. You like me,
touching it. Keith is
Anyhow,
fully aroused.
Getting back to taking care of Friday, one time she had a Bang Brothers movie to go to, right? Mm-hmm. In Florida, her flight was at 6 o'clock in the morning. We were at Common's album release party or something like that.
Oh man, that's
he loves Common.
Fucking gay.
Really? Yeah.
I'd go gay for Common.
He loves Common.
Oh my god, he's so hot.
I've seen him personally. Like,
he's a terrible actor.
I met him. He's really. What are you talking about? Terrible actor. I think he's a great actor.
Have you seen that fucking? Was it Rolling Thunder? Shitty Western show.
Well, no, what was that stupid movie?
Smoking Aces.
I like his.
I loved him in Smoking Aces.
No, but that movie sucked.
But he was good.
No,
he was
okay. I liked Smoking Aces.
I liked Smoking Aces.
You guys are terrible.
The thing about
is, we were at the school.
Thank you, Friday.
And they'd say, we want same-sex people to come to this and this, and they'd look straight at us.
Oh, nice.
And then they would always invite us to the same-sex couples things that they were throwing at the school. I'm like, fuck. Yeah. We are so the gay couple.
I had them convinced we were lovers.
All the Bang Brothers stuff in Florida?
A lot of it is.
No, they came out here.
Still do a lot of stuff there because they can get away with a lot more shit.
I recall one of the main owners of it came specifically to California to meet me and shoot with me.
It was Jimmy Bang.
And then he had me come to
Florida. No, it was Johnny Brothers.
And he really liked me.
Oh, Jesus.
Problem was is that I just didn't recognize that. I'm sorry. If you're out there and listening, I'm sorry. I have more children and not by you.
She kind of has Asperger syndrome. She doesn't get social cues.
I have ass hot dog syndrome.
Oh, you are so retarded. Anyhow, back to the Commons after party. So I was out with her. I brought her with me. She got inebriated drunk. I mean, to the point where she didn't.
It seems to be a cycle.
Common thread,
yeah,
yes.
Nothing new.
Yeah, nothing
new.
This
is coming from Brandon.
So,
that's what I do.
I'm falling on alcohol.
We get home, and I'm walking inside the house, and I see her stop, and she's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm like, all right, we'll come inside. She's like, no, I gotta go. She took a shit on the front lawn.
Yeah.
Wow. Was it?
What'd you wipe with?
A leaf?
Nothing. She didn't
wipe. You can use a pine cone if you use it the other way.
Yeah,
I learned
sure.
that in Boy Scouts.
Absolutely. No, there was no
from
pine
the
cone. We're in
cock.
Florida. There's no pine cones.
Fucking bring me to it.
There's no pine cones in fucking Southern California.
Yeah.
Well,
you didn't
one.
Step in it again, did you, Freddie?
No. Okay. I grabbed her. I had to bring her inside. I had to fucking treat her like a little puppy. Put her in the bathtub.
You just put her legs up and like powder, powder her butthole?
Well, kind of. A little bit. A little preparation H.
I left it on the front lawn and blamed the neighbor's dog.
She did. Yeah.
Well, the dog must have had a Snickers bar.
It's not that bad.
And Raisin Bran.
I want to know if any of your friends would do this, though. She placed me in the tub. She scrubbed me, took me to the airport until I regained consciousness.
Once a week.
I had literally drag her in a wheelchair. And I had to pay some black chick. She was like, I'll take care of her. No problem. Oh, yeah, honey. I'll take care of you. I'll get you on the plane. You got to get on the plane? Let's go. Where we going? Florida? All right. We got to move. Because every time that the lady would do something nice for
Friday. Oh, you had a big dump. Hopefully it wasn't an anal scene.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was at a party, ass fuck.
She was at a party.
No, but they're going to Florida the next day. And she was just cleaned up.
That's why she was cleaning herself out.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
So every time the black lady did something
same
nice,
thing
Friday
for me.
Would give her another tip. And so the black lady was like, right away, we got to get her to Florida. We got to get her on the plane. I'm like,
did you use like baby wipes and stuff, or did you spit on a fucking toilet paper?
No, I washed her down literally with a sponge. I sponged back.
Did you use your nose?
That's adorable. That's so nice. What a like friendly thing.
That is.
To do.
Yeah, Luke has only done that once for me. That's because he just wants some action later.
The only thing I've ever done for her is when she got her bunions cut off and put a stool in the shower so she could sit down.
Oh my god!
What the fuck?
You fucking
see,
Puerto Ricans
why does
and your
it
bunions.
Seem so much? Well, all right, this is what's wrong with society: is that it seems so much more common and okay for like you to wash out her asshole. And put her on a plane. Then, if Luke were to tell the same story, we'd be gay guys. We'd be too like
we'd be
in West Hollywood. Hi, I clean out his butthole.
We're
like
sisters.
We wouldn't do that. That's nice though. Like
yeah,
I wish Keith, when I'm fall down drunk and I shit my pants, which I've done as an adult, you'd come over and help me clean it up. But he won't do it.
Oh, like when you fart and you think you're gonna fart, but you shit your pants.
Yes,
yeah,
shart. Yeah.
You've done that.
This is national. This is shart week. All right.
You know how I met fucking Corinne because. I went to when Louis C.K. had his first show and no one knew who Louis was. He had Lucky Louis on HBO. And we meet at the fucking studio thing because we're both like, well, obviously she knows Jimmy better than me, but I just wanted to go to be in the studio audience, which they bust homeless people in to be in the fucking studio audience. And we're walking.
Okay, people.
How did you mention it? You were roommates with her. You're like, oh, yeah, it's like my roommate Friday. And I was like, oh, what? Yeah, like the porn star?
You almost shit your pants when I told you that.
Yeah, but like you mentioned
because
it
me and
so.
Jimmy were talking about Friday. And he's like, are you still living with Friday? And you're like, what? Friday? You live with Friday? I'm like, yeah, she's my roommate. I take care of, I'm her nanny.
Yeah.
What? You're her nanny? Oh my God, that is so cool. I'm like, you are such a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
And a good nanny, because she wouldn't have sex for money.
I couldn't believe, of all the people,
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit, you live with her? Like, she's my fucking hero. I love her.
Well, how did you come up with that name, or did the studio?
Yes, good question.
Because we were supposed to have Ashley Blue on the air, and we had her like in a skit.
You know Ashley Blue?
She's terrible.
No, but I want to know why you came with Corinne to Macaroni Grill and would not eat with me.
You guys were okay.
I'm going to go back to the other question, but go on. All right,
this is 2009. I was working on Tool Academy, and I did like a 14-hour fucking day, and we were shooting in Simi Valley, and they were eating right by Simi Valley, so I stopped by. But you guys were already like ordering the fucking check. You guys already eating. I got there late.
Eating. Really?
She wouldn't eat either. No, wow. She didn't eat. She sat there and looked at me, too.
Yeah. I can't believe you still remember that Friday. It was so fucking long ago.
I can't believe you both just sit there and watch me eat.
It was too late. I couldn't order anything. And
I would have eaten.
I mean, I was working
on... We can only afford one plate.
I was working on a TV set, and we have catered
this is LA.
Food.
So anyway, so with this Ashley...
All right, well, fuck my story.
Well, we finished it, didn't we?
Your story.
We didn't. No, you are. He cut me off. It's all right.
I thought you were done.
Ashley, but that's why I didn't eat
this
Friday.
Because
you guys were already done. It is. It's horrible. We're all bad. You're even worse to have on here because you bring it out. I'm bad enough. When you're here, it brings me even worse.
Wait, so you're trying to blame this on me?
No.
It's because I'm a Puerto Rican Jew, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. Moving on.
That's the reason for everything that's bad in your life.
Are you finished? I apologize.
I am. Go ahead. Okay. No, I'm sorry.
All right. So anyway.
Don't be offended, Friday.
In the Yeshly Blue book, she said that they just gave her the name. So were you just given the name, or did you get to choose it?
No, I had a tattoo on my vagina.
Oh.
And I knew that if I got into the industry as a model, that...
You had it before?
Yes.
You were in this, okay.
Yes.
Damn right.
So with the tattoo, I figured I better name myself with the same letter that it starts with.
Wow, really? That's it? That's why I thought you were so awesome, because you were so fucking committed to your name.
Yeah.
That you had you got a tattoo.
Damn right.
No. Oh, that's pretty awesome.
At Ground Zero, I'm like, fuck,
this
chick's committed.
And in order for me to work for her, I had to get a tattoo, too.
I was fascinated by
of
that.
Of an F?
No, of a cat.
Which she stuck in Road Dogg's face. The first black chick I ever had sex with, she hooked me up with her. And Road Dogg was there, and Bokes.
You just
and she
said the first black guy.
Don't you understand?
No, I said black chick.
Okay.
You did.
I said black chick.
Black dude. He's got it's on his mind.
Look, you should do it.
He needs some Jack Napier in him.
Give in to those inner feelings. Go ahead. It's good.
Listen.
I love black women.
And dudes.
Go ahead.
You have to understand, as a female comedian, did I say comedian? I did.
Oh, yeah, God. What is it, guys?
Use that word in quote. That's loosely.
Fuck you. We're branded as awful. Usually,
agreed.
Most female comics are
and
bad.
It's usually right.
But I'd have to say, because of where my sense of humor comes from, the twisted world of ONA and the things that I've listened to before them and, you know, after them, I've got more of a male sense type of humor. My humor has always been more male centric, more so than, you know, vagina jokes and bullshit like that.
Who would you compare yourself to, like, as another female comic?
Roseanne Barr.
Like Lisa Lapinelli?
There's no other female comic to compare to my type.
Now you offended him, Brandon.
I'm not offended.
I'm asking a question.
I'll just put it this way. I would say, as far as...
Don't squeeze me. We're not them. We're not West Hollywood anymore.
Sorry.
You're not getting your asshole cleaned out tonight.
Hoogah.
When you shit on the front lawn.
There's certain female comics that are really good because they have their shticks. You know, like Ellen. I think Ellen is still hilarious to me. I think she's great. But
that makes one of us.
That
makes one of, like, the entire country.
There's very few female comics that I...
What about Sarah Silverman?
Look, I got a
monkey
conspiracy
cock.
Theory I'd like to share.
All right, yeah. I love
monkey
conspiracies.
Cock.
All right, in the Bible it says when a woman is pregnant with twins, it means two nations fighting amongst itself. So when they took down the Twin Towers, what they were saying is mockingly, they're going to take out a whole continent that cannot get along.
I agree. Whatever you say, I agree.
Yeah.
And they devised a plan much like tic-tac-toe.
Did you?
Good way.
Really? You came
talk about this after the show.
Yeah.
That's deep. That's decent.
Because if you read Genesis 19:11, and they did it on 2001.
So what two continents are going to be?
Oh, monkey.
Well, both of them, actually. Why not? It's the plan that they devised that.
Go somewhere
else. It's a great comment.
Oh, I got you. That was interesting.
But they chose Genesis 19:11, and in 2001, 9/11,
that was Phil Collins,
that's when
band.
They bombed it, right?
Yeah.
That's when they took them down. But what it means in the small print is that it means it lets us know what our enemies are really up to. And it's called the blinding flashing light in a New American Bible or the Catholic Bible.
Uh-huh.
So they mocked us again by saying, oh, godless nation, we don't own a small print in our own Bible.
Fucking A. I never thought about that.
Really? That's decent.
I believe it.
I've never all the, like, Zeitgeist shit and all that. You ever see that?
No, those? Zeitgeist.
Zeitgeist. Like
it's German for
Illuminati
spirit.
And the rappers.
Oh, well, rappers take themselves way too seriously. As per, can we get into like one topic I want to talk about? Why I'm so tired today?
That's gonna be hard because it's hard to talk about anything.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, right, well,
this
anyways,
is even trumping my Tom Sizemore news.
I had a close. Yeah, no, we got it. Okay,
there. We don't. I don't care.
We're gonna roll. We'll roll.
He's not gonna show up. Go ahead.
Anyways, so I normally at my job have to work like a mid shift, like a 1 to 9, a 2 to 10. Mm-hmm. And everybody's been sick. I don't know if you guys have had colds or whatever, but everyone's been sick lately. Yeah. And so they're like, all right, you got to close, you know, tomorrow night. And I'm like, okay, that's great. It's not great. It really sucks because I don't like to close. And the people I have to close with, they're just kind of pricky. Mm. Oh, yeah, that's decent. That's real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put your ass?
No.
All right, that'll be like the picture on the blog.
Yeah, that's hot.
Send that to Luke so we can put that as the thing of the week.
Send it over your butt.
Oh, yeah.
I have one of my. Oh, you mean her?
Yeah. So I got to give her my butt.
So anyway, so I close and I come home and Luke doesn't understand how I'm like a night owl all of a sudden because one night I come home late and decide to go running because I looked at myself. I'm like, I'm so fucking fat. God damn it! Like, why am I so fat?
P-H-A-T.
No, F-A-T with like capital letters. And so my new thing is, I realized this the other night, and I'm really all right. This is really awkward to talk about, but like when I get shithouse drunk. Which my friend Friday here likes to do as well.
She's not your friend yet. You just met her.
My acquaintance Friday here. My radio guest, God damn it, Friday here.
Hi.
I'm not bringing your balls. We're getting Friday. Fucking fresh.
All right, so, Friday. All right. So
We're gonna have a show.
Teeth Studios. These guys sports show. Right. So the non sequitur show. So
they show. Make that.
That we already have that show.
You call F&C Talk
S. Wait a second. What is that over there? Oh, yeah, the point you're making.
Oh, you got served.
Closed.
You got served. You just got teeth, yo.
I've been trying. Everyone's been interrupting.
You got teeth. You got teeth.
Somebody give him some leather pants. He needs to be the closer here.
Brandon got teeth.
A, B, C. Always be closing.
That's
a
nice fucking thing for this episode, man. Fuck it.
It takes brass balls to do podcasts.
That's right.
You hear me, you fucking faggots?
Well, I'm losing at it.
What's my name? Fuck you. That's my name.
I drove a $50,000 car to get here. You drove a Hyundai. All right, go ahead,
Brandon. The leads are no good. It's not going to matter.
It doesn't matter.
No, so leads are weak. Fucking you're weak.
You're weak.
You think this is abuse?
To close.
Abuse, you cocksucker.
I'm listening.
You can't take this. How are you going to take the abuse? You get on a sit.
Mute everybody else for you.
No, this is fun.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. We went to Glengarry Glen Ross Ranch, bro. Don't hate us.
No, keep going. It's fun.
All right.
It is a good movie. I just watched it like for my first time.
Dude, Jane Lesky, is that your name? You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch?
I was a good salesman at one time.
I'm a fantastic salesman.
What do you sell?
I used to be in sales. It's a tough racket.
She sold me.
I used to sell tuxedos.
Yeah, but you were on the discount rack. Oh,
you shit. You want to go home and play with your kids?
Sense.
Fuck you,
go home and play with your kids. Nice father,
pants,
I don't give a
clothes,
shit.
Clothes, I don't give a shit.
No, I want this to keep going. I want to keep going.
You know, they just did that play in New York, and Pacino played fucking, he played Jack Lemmon's character. He played Shelley. Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
Pacino played Rome. It just closed because Jimmy couldn't get tickets for it. He was talking about it on the air. Yeah, and you know, Austin, it was like Pacino and like Luke Duke and a whole bunch of other random dudes. But yeah, he played Shelley's part. He played Jack Lemmon's part. It's weird. Get the chalk.
I'm sorry. I feel like I owe you an apology.
Why?
Because you just stopped.
No.
We
fucked him.
We sucked.
And everybody went.
Brandon, go ahead. We went on a big circular side road, and we're going to
come back. No, now it's the dumbest story ever, so I really
don't care. What were you talking about?
I was talking about how fucking fat I am, okay? And then when I get drunk, I go in the mirror and see how fat I am, and I punch myself in the stomach as hard as I can.
That's what that noise is.
So that the next
so that
day,
penis
it
pops
hurts.
Out.
It hurts. No, that never happens. And so the next day, it's microscopic. The next day, it hurts so bad. It sucks. I'm like a Chinaman, and which isn't the proper nomenclature.
In cold water.
Yeah. It's terrible. I punch myself as hard as I can. And then the next day, so I remember this, I go to do like sit-ups, but it hurts so bad because I punch myself so hard I can't do the fucking sit-ups.
The problem is you're not drinking enough iced tea.
I know. I need iced tea. Dude, you're not drinking enough iced tea. All right. Well,
the best.
That was fun. That was a great segment for myself. I feel positive and happy of living.
It's all right. You know.
Thanks
well,
for
I
having
was trying to have something to talk about.
You're working on it.
Is he wrapping it up?
No.
Oh.
No.
Wrap it up, B. Wrap it up.
No.
None of us wrap it up, Friday.
No? Oh, we're still here.
Okay. Well, only two guys.
No, not
see, call back on that one. Motherfucker, Evan Stone and some other guy.
All right.
Yeah, thank
in
you.
In my butt.
Evan Stone went in your butt? Evan Stone's got a he's got a big one, but it's
like
thin.
Did we find out how you got the name?
I'm a big Evan Stone fan just because he's such a penis. And he has a long penis, but it's really thin. No?
I do not recall at this time.
All right. There we go. That's what I like to hear.
Am I on the trial?
Have you ever been with Tommy Gunn?
He sounds
or Peter
from
North.
Rocky IV?
Peter North.
Peter North makes any woman he's with look like it's the hottest ass in the world, doesn't he?
Peter
doesn't
North
he,
rules.
Corinne?
Yeah.
Didn't he go? Oh,
have you
God.
Met Peter North,
yeah.
Corinne?
Oh, yeah.
Is he pretty awesome? The guy's got to be what, like 70 now?
I don't know. I mean, I've met all these people through her. I hosted the fashion show awards for the porn stars at AVN, like was a couple years ago or however long it was, and that was a really trippy thing because you're more sought after if you don't do porn than you do porn while you're there, but you're with the porn stars.
Oh, because they want a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Because
they're
trying to break you in and shit. Like Friday's like, oh, and meet this. This is Boo Boo Kitty, and I'm like, who the fuck is that? Like, they want to use you. I'm like, no, I'm not a porn star.
Oh, wow. I could see them being creepy like that.
They are creepy. Yeah.
The dudes, at least. The dudes seem like kind of.
The girls, too. They tried to get me all fucked up. They did a little bit. I got drunk. Off
what girls?
Who's
what
your
girls?
Favorite? Who's your favorite?
Huh?
Yeah, who's your favorite male and female porn star you've ever met? Around
that
the room.
I've ever met?
Round table, Keith. Don't say
what about
Stone.
The chick we picked up on the side of the road? What the fuck was her name?
Chasey Lane?
Yeah! No way!
Chasey Lane spent the weekend at our house, and it was like a sanctuary for her.
You told her about that.
We
Josh told
pictures.
Her about that.
Yeah, we have pictures.
Josh told her about that.
Yeah.
She was like the hottest.
Dude, she was gorgeous.
She was a hot fucking mess. Okay.
Nice lady.
We would always hang out at my house, and we'd play video games.
When was
this?
Like a couple years ago?
Yeah, this was like 2007, 2006.
Because she was hot in like 1997.
Yeah. Okay. So we're at my house and we play video games all in. I live with nerds, okay? All we did was.
Nerds!
Real nerd.
Hungry, asshole.
You want to talk about how kind of nerd. And Luke, you can
vouch
for this.
Let's do a shout out to the nerds.
Remember?
Let's do a shout out to the nerds.
To who?
The nerds.
This Oren.
Oren.
How about Matt Luxon?
Oh, yeah. Oren, Chris, Mark.
Rob Joyce.
Josh.
This is to you.
Josh A-Line.
Jeremy Smith.
Cyberpunk, guys. Cyberpunk.
Scott Roxon singing Motherfucking
Murphy.
Yeah.
We used to role play, like live action role play. We would have the dice and the fucking sheets and
dice. Oh,
you got a boyfriend?
The 20 side die. I mean, I had my own bag of dice.
You got a boyfriend?
I'm serious. We would role play.
Would you play magic? You're playing magic.
Not
cards?
Magic. We did vampires. We did the werewolves one.
Do they come?
What's the 20 side die mean? Like
that's
what?
For dungeon. Okay, so
come on, dude.
20 side die is like.
What am I fucking faggot? Like I know this.
If you're
Road Dog's gonna kill you.
If you're trying to complete an action, like say for instance the scene master or whatever you want to call him, the story master,
the cum master.
dungeon master.
You're the brutalist.
If he's setting up the scene, he's saying, okay, you're walking through the hall.
That's excellent.
And
walking.
Really? Oh my god! And a vampire jumps out. What are you gonna do? So I'm gonna say, well, I'm gonna take out my shotgun and I'm gonna shoot him in the face. Or like, okay, well, roll for it. So I have to roll a dice to see my accuracy. Like, if I get him in the face, or so if I roll a one or two, that means I miss his fucking head and I got the wall.
Okay.
If I get a 20, then
well,
I got him.
20,
the
20 to what? Like, I mean, 20 to like 15.
Depending on the die.
Oh,
so
okay,
all
right.
You could go from one to six.
They should do a porno game like that. Sorry, but like
that's
shot him in the face.
Really?
No, but
he's hacky.
Oh, yeah. I roll the dice, you get a 20, you get a load in the face. Done.
20 loads.
That's what I'm talking about.
Money shot.
If you get a roll of two, you got to shoot in the bowl and she drinks it later.
Yeah. You got to make out with TT Boy as a guy. You got anybody know? No. TT Boy? Nobody? Okay.
He doesn't really like
you. He doesn't like you? Why?
No. TT Boy is a porn star who's a gay porn star beforehand.
Oh.
Yeah. This ain't about all those dudes.
His cock is like
this.
This
is about Peter North, too.
His cock is like this, like bent up.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, Peter North was a fag, I think.
Friday, I've heard a lot of things about.
So is. You hear this guy, Keith the Teeth?
A lot of the bigger stars of girls will have writers in their contract that say, I will not work with Ron Jeremy. Have you ever been approached for another?
Of course, and I have worked with Ron Jeremy.
Really?
Ron Jeremy used to come into our shop all the time.
He's very charming.
He's at, I see him at Rainbow all the fucking time.
Oh, he looks like a pizza delivery guy.
He does.
I've seen him in person.
A lot of chicks will say that I won't work with Ron.
Because he wants to kiss him, right? That's
no, because I heard he's like stinky and doesn't. No, no, very but
I thought in his thing, he has to kiss every chick.
I've heard that too.
There was a couple of girls that were talking about that on the
Get them to sign on the line that is dotted.
You hear me, you fucking faggots?
No, he never came into the store.
I can go out tonight with the leads I have.
He most certainly did. When Felicia was running the shop, he came into the store twice.
He did?
Yes.
Well, okay, anyway, so Ron Jeremy, like, you have had a scene with him?
Did it go okay? Did it go okay with Ron?
Oh, yeah, he's very charming.
Did he smell like baby diapers, or was he okay?
He's got an odor, but don't we all?
No. Yeah? Awesomeness.
He's got a musk to him, a manly musk.
Oh, okay.
You know? Like an Old Spice, you know, like a patented Old Spice. Well, Ron Jeremy's got his patented musky smell.
Okay.
Yeah. Good for Ron Jeremy.
Like the way you think that it would, what's his name? Like Chuck Norris would smell. Like
yeah, Chuck
oh, okay. Norris. All right, yeah, that all makes sense now.
So Ron Jeremy is the Chuck Norris in porn. Wow.
Absolutely. Vigilante of vagina.
Nice.
You know vigilante.
AIDA.
Ron Jeremy, the vigilante of
vagina. I like fucking
Kermit.
I'll go all night with Gary Glenn Ross.
Attention. Do I have your attention?
I know you do, because it's fuck or walk. Decision. Have you made your decision, for Christ?
Just do it on like a stage or something, guys. You guys should do
this
it.
This is our stage, asshole.
Well, it's a terrible stage, because it's not working.
Why? Because you're here? Why are you going to knock us down?
Interest. Are you interested? Because it's a
fuck
or walk. I know
you are, fuck or walk.
Yeah. Get it right, Luke. If you're going to fucking
quote. Action.
Thank you. Luke's wrong.
That's one of his best things.
Yeah. Yeah, Luke is wrong.
I used to be in real estate. It's a tough racket.
He just made the motion of drinking.
How great is he?
For those,
anyone's ever seen Gregory Glenn Ross? Fuck you!
I've always had a very, very huge crush on Alec Baldwin. Always.
He's great now.
Oh, I love him.
Do you know that they rewrote that part for the movie and David Mamet fucking signed off on that? On that scene that wasn't in the play, they wrote that for the movie and he loved it. He's like, yeah, go with it. They created that especially for the movie.
Can you see how much we care by the look on our faces?
I know. Fuck. That director went to my film school, and he came twice, I got hammered with that guy.
This is Luke's
Jack Foley.
Nonsensical
Jack Foley
fucking trivia
is
that nobody
a UB
gives a
graduate.
Fuck about.
I got my Klingberg and Ross autograph from
this
him.
Is the reason why you only have 11 listeners. Just so you
Nine.
I gave you a couple extra.
Oh, sorry.
God damn.
You know what I said, Am? When I was in New Mexico for my buddy's wedding, we went into some obscure like movie film shop. They had a Glengarry Glen Ross press kit, which I bought. And when I met him years later, I brought him the picture of him and Al Pacino on the Glengarry Glen Ross set, and he autographed it. He goes, where the fuck did you get this? I was like, New Mexico. He was so fucking creeped out by me. This is the guy that he introduced.
As are 95% of the people you meet, probably.
He introduced Sean Penn and Madonna in the 80s.
Listen.
Because he was doing At Close Range, with the title of the show came from At Close Range Looking Good.
Go.
Christopher Walken line. High five ever.
Go and do likewise, gents. The fans are out there.
They're ready to give you their money.
They're ready to give
you
their ears.
Are you man enough to take it?
This is killing my vagina.
Mine too.
That's the other name of the show.
Yours is already dead. What are you talking about?
It's done. It's
I have to check that.
Dead. As mine. No kids.
I'll check it out.
I will admit this. I hitchhiked across the border of Mexico before I had an ID, and I had to sneak back across before I was 18. 3 days before my 18th birthday.
That's hot.
Really?
Yeah.
From Oregon or from LA?
Yeah, from Oregon.
Oh, up in Canada. Yeah, yeah.
Salem, Oregon. Yeah.
Did you ever go up there? She's in Canada, you cock.
I used to live up there.
Well, where's she going to go to the border in fucking Oregon? Mexico off the.
She swam
the whole way down to fucking Mexico, you penis?
She hitchhiked.
No, I hitchhiked. I hitchhiked from Salem to Mexico and back.
Oh, okay. Well, then I am wrong. But I'm saying, like, Oregon would make more sense if you're going to go to
wrong
Canada.
It's raining on a wedding day, sir.
I have been to Canada.
Have you?
Yeah. Corinne, you've been to Canada?
Who hasn't?
Yeah. Where'd you go in Canada Friday? Because we grew up like an hour from the border. Not even an hour from the border.
Get out.
Remember,
so
I lived in Lockport. I lived near
she
these
did?
Dudes.
We grew up in Buffalo, right near Toronto, Niagara Falls.
Did you go to Niagara Falls at all or no?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Pure Platinum.
Who hasn't? Shout out to Becky, my best friend in Canada. I love you.
All right, Becky.
Becky
love
listens.
You.
I know her.
Do you?
No, well, I wish she would. Now that Corinne's on the podcast,
yeah,
maybe she
will. Listen.
Will somebody
will.
Text Becky?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's right.
Friday, are you on Twitter?
Nope.
I don't give me like a drop.
I don't either. I hate fucking Twitter. I can't stand it.
No, don't.
Like
don't
Twitter.
Give me a drop.
I don't want to live in a 140 character world.
Do you want to? You want to keep the play like
someone's already
sound
done that joke
and you do
several
like
times.
I'm not trying to make a joke. I'm being serious. Why? Someone says that?
Yes.
I'm not trying to be like fucking
ironic
insert punchline.
Fuck
no,
you.
I'm serious. I don't. I can't stand it.
We don't like hipsters. IH. Stop trying to
be
one.
You're an IH. You're an ironic hipster, dude.
Yeah, you really
you're an
are.
IH, dude.
You really are.
I don't have lost feelings.
Talk to the hand. Because the face don't want to listen, dog.
God.
Thank you so much for teaching me.
It's talk to the hand because the rest don't give a damn.
Hey, can we talk about something important?
Yes.
Like Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's baby.
It's thanks. No, we have to talk about that.
How about
who gives a fuck?
Beyonce was lip syncing. Was she?
Wait, I wanted Luke to do his whole bit about Adele accepting an award. You told me to remind.
Oh
me.
Yeah.
Oh, she's fantastic.
You want to hear? Do you want to hear my? This is my Adele. My Adele. With Keith, I should throw Keith before and have some crowd noise.
Do you have like a crowd noise? Like a?
Can you get like a?
We can do
like
it. We can do it in the
going.
Background.
We can do it. We'll do it.
Ready? Okay. Ready? Oh, guys, come on.
She's like, fuck you. Fuck you!
What is that a constipated fucking?
That's what she sounds
Austin
like.
Powers
that's what she
character?
Sounds like. That's what she sounds
she
like. Fight you!
Listen,
I wouldn't say war because
war
manager got me a recording contract.
Listen, Luke, don't be upset that most of the girls you used to fuck look like Adele. Okay,
fuck
that's why you're making fun of her.
They're way grosser than
yeah,
Adele.
But when I make them comment,
Adele would be like 12 steps above what you're normally used to getting.
More like a smell.
Like Rob Bass's wife.
When I make them come, they sing like her, though.
I doubt that, sir.
Oh, my God. Me too. Ring the bell lest we die. I mean, Adele.
Monkey cock. What?
Come in, Jared. Make out with Adele.
Would I?
Yeah. She go,
have you ever seen a monkey cock?
Thank you. Thank you.
Sure, I'd make out with her.
Would you? She seems like she's a nice person.
I'm not a lesbian,
she
but
does.
There are some things I might be willing to do.
She's got some big, fat stomach
she
issues.
Banged the chick with a strap on in front of like Chris Rock and a whole bunch of
oh, my God. I didn't bang anybody in front of anybody. It was in private. Shut
you
up.
You used a strap on?
You know, my you family could be listening people. To this. Yeah.
Well, cut it out.
Holy
shit.
It wasn't in front of anybody. It was.
I made it up. I meant.
No.
Um.
Oh, well, actually, yes. Well,
I meant the chick named Marin.
Yeah, maybe you can, Keith, go back and
yeah.
Come on.
It's not that good. It's not that great.
Let me guess. No.
It was, okay, it was someone who broke up a marriage, right?
With just tell her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just tell
her. No, like the girl who broke up the Ashton Kutcher Demi Moore marriage.
Who?
The
chick, like, who came out about it, like,
about
in the press. That's, like, a girl.
He cheated on Demi Moore with a chick that he was fucking. He used to fuck in my apartment.
You used to fuck?
Wow, she's hot.
She was, yeah. I was proud of him.
Sure,
he
yeah.
didn't look like this. He was a little more in shape.
Brandon, yes,
no, no. I looked even worse,
ago.
Probably.
So what does that George say about
Bush
Ashton Kutcher's
was in
dick,
office.
Then? It's smaller than Brandon.
It's been in Demi
no,
too more.
No, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, Ashton Kutcher, how my dick tastes,
yeah.
son.
Oh,
tell me how my dick tastes.
I'm just kidding. Ashton Kutcher, get me on a show or something, please, buddy. You really handsome guy. I'm so sorry.
Can we get on your show? Can we get on your show?
Did they give you the worst?
I mean, I know they're getting rid of that religious kid, so can we get on, please?
Yeah, yeah. What, that religious kid's fucked.
What are you talking about?
No,
the
actually,
fat kid from the
him.
Show.
They
like,
won't get rid of him.
He, like, came out against, like...
Oh, the kid from...
They won't get rid of
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
I read
Two
it
what
in
a,
Hollywood
what
Reporter.
What a fucker
fucking
show.
Little asshole.
No, the whole show, though, like, everybody on that show is, like,
fucked. Yeah.
Except for
John
Cryer.
Which is funny, Ducky. I
which
love
is
Ducky.
A gay guy who doesn't come out,
so,
right?
I would so do Ducky.
Is he's a gay guy, right?
What about him?
Is
in, what
like,
about
Luke,
him? In,
come out, just come out.
Yes, go. Just tell him that you fucked John Cryer.
Come on.
Ew, he's not my fucking type.
Looks more into like
you
gotta
see him in person.
Looks Rampage
like a, he looks
Jones
like a fucking 7-year old man.
He's adorable.
Is
I love John
Rampage
Cryer.
Jones?
You ever seen him in person?
I don't have to.
Rampage Jackson.
Yeah, you do. He looks like your grandpa.
Do you have any pictures of your penis entering her vagina?
No.
Come on.
But Luke has stains on his old futon.
Those pictures.
Oh, come on. Yeah. On his phone, he's got to have one.
They didn't have
like, I got one of me, a hot dog, and Keith with my dick between his butt cheeks.
That's,
yeah. Oh, wow. I like it.
He's got, Keith has really cute butt cheeks. Show him.
When you're ready to replace them with us,
they're hairless.
Let me know. Be happy to take their spot. Happy.
I wouldn't know it, but
I'm just kidding, Keith. I'm kidding, buddy.
That's why he's back there. He's
Keith, I never took a picture of that, okay? Wink, wink.
So it's not the lady with the swastika that messed up James, right?
Jesse James.
Yeah.
No,
you know
no, hold on, no. This is like...
You mean Kat Von D or whatever the...
Yeah,
the
no, she wasn't the one that did it.
Kat Williams
does not have a swastika.
She doesn't have it.
I wish she did. It'd make her way hotter.
Hey, watch it.
I'm kidding.
Sons of Anarchy, you wouldn't let me into that?
Come on, the Prince of Wales did it. Woo.
That was fantastic.
I'm afraid of
if they had asked me
to draw a huge swastika on my back, I would have done it.
Yeah. And then get came on it.
This is not porn, okay? Sons of Anarchy is not porn.
What if they want to give your character a spin off and call it Daughters of Anarchy? Would you pussy got a wet?
What?
It's guaranteed to get pussy wet and the dick hard.
Oh my God.
Yes, I was raped by a Rottweiler. Yes.
Hi-oh!
His name was Michael Cluck.
So here, look at
Michael
Cluck. Look at this.
Keith, where are we at? What's our time at?
Corinne, what's your famous line about rape? It's not one rape if
you push back.
Yeah.
Oh, with a joke.
Tell me that again.
You know I wrote a whole like script for Luke to write about
these chicks
who they go on like rape dudes.
What?
Yeah, and he hated
gay.
It.
She's beautiful.
That's Demi Moore, and yeah, that's a chick.
Wow!
Wow, that's very similar. And she's drinking while she did you.
I was drinking while I did
it. What the hell's going on here?
She was just hot.
Damn!
That's hot. Oh yeah.
I've never looked like that.
Oh my God!
Not in a million years.
The acid story.
I don't know if we have time for acid.
We're only 1 hour in. We got time.
Okay, good. I want to talk about mushrooms. But go ahead.
When I was in Coachella this past year, I was drugged.
I
don't think I told you about this story.
Did you do it on purpose or no?
No, I didn't. I went by myself because my loser ex at the time didn't want to go with me because he was trying to hire an escort and she didn't come. She didn't show up.
So. Wait, before all that, can I ask a question? Because we had mentioned it beforehand.
Here we go.
How did you, you said $7,000 at a strip club?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was in Alaska working my little ass off.
Big.
I've never seen her ass. Is it that nice?
I've smelled it.
Well, it was bigger. It was bigger when I saw it.
Bigger.
But, okay. Yeah, no, it's not. She's Puerto Rican, of course.
All right, that's it. Spin it around. Let me take a look. Okay. Yeah. You should be in a rap video.
She has been. She was on.
You should be like a Fat Joe movie. Fat Joe. Rap
He's not
video,
a player. Right? He just crushed a lot.
Or like Tyga, and he's just like slapping like hundreds against your ass cheeks. All right, go ahead.
Where was I?
Coachella, you had acid.
Coachella acid.
See what happened to me? God damn it. Oh, yeah, we're talking about the ex. The ex didn't want to go with me because he was trying to hire an escort, and he had spent maybe $2,000 that weekend that I was
scumbag.
At Coachella. By myself. I went to Coachella.
You seem pretty fun. Like, why would you want to get an escort? Or is the guy kind of a dick?
Seems is the key word there.
He preferred masturbating over having sex.
Okay, what if I do as well? Is that a bad thing?
Yes. No. Not if you have a hot chick girlfriend, and I'm not saying I'm hot, okay, but I'm just saying if you have an attractive female as your girlfriend.
That lady on the phone was
real exactly. Would you prefer masturbating over having sex with her if she wants to have sex with you all the time?
No, but sometimes it gets maybe after like 6-7 months, it's cool. I don't mind doing it, but like sometimes like you want to like fantasize about other things though.
Yeah, absolutely.
You do. You just do. Instead of cheating on that person, cheat on her with jerking off. It's okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really? You don't think so at all?
Well, no.
Would you rather him go fuck another chick or jerk off?
I'd rather have sex.
But she would be there and he would want to go to the bathroom and jerk off. And she's willingly there like spread eagle come to me.
He prefers jerking off to having any intercourse.
Any intercourse. Yeah. Not with me per se. Any. Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of fucked up. But there is a point where I do get it though.
When you're in a relationship, it's supposed to be give and take. So if you're only having sex once every other month or every two months.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I'm saying like, all right, once a week if I have sex with my girlfriend, that's fine. But like the other days, if she's not there, I'm going to probably pound one out.
That's a fucking problem. Yeah, if you're dating a Puerto Rican and you're not, having sex with her. Yeah.
Yeah. Pound girl, and then pound one out.
Any girl's going to have a problem with that. Any female.
Have you ever double clicked the mouse in front of him while he pounds one out?
No, because I don't masturbate.
Oh, get the fuck out of here!
Not like regular chicks.
She will admit to anything. She would tell you if she masturbated.
Because she can get a man. Hello.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, honestly, I don't.
What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I ain't trying to hear that. See,
I'm afraid of who's going to listen to this after I post it everywhere. Sorry, family.
No one.
Okay.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Say it. Don't say it.
If I'm going to. You know, manually do anything. I don't use toys or my hands.
You use your mind?
No, I just squeeze my muscles.
Can't afford the batteries.
That too.
No wonder the remote's never working.
So escort, $7,000.
Yep, he tried hiring an escort that weekend. I was gone by myself, and I asked him because I had free tickets to go. He didn't want to go, so I went by myself. I was hanging out at the K-Rock tent. I figured it's a safe place. It's one of the sponsors of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this girl walking around, and she's got a shirt. It says K-Rock on it. I'm assuming you know, she works with K-Rock.
She's saying cigars, cigarettes.
She's passing out glow sticks and shit because the Black Keys were coming on and Swedish House Mafia.
Well, they gotta be black.
Shut up.
What is the Swedish House Mafia, by the way? Is that like a, that's like a techno thing?
We got to blast the music, yeah.
Shit. Awesome.
Was your bum on the Swedish?
Awesome, yeah.
It's like electronic?
Yeah, like it's DJ music. It's
black,
techno.
Like
I'm just,
yeah.
I've heard the name. Yeah. I just...
We're going to make you rock.
And so so she's passing out glow sticks, and she comes up, she goes, oh my God, you have unicorn dust eyes.
My bum is on that girl.
Ew, really?
My bum is on
that. I already made the joke, shit face.
Fuck!
I heard it. Listen, okay.
I heard it. Sorry.
No, she comes up and says, "Your eyes look like unicorn dust."
It wasn't that good.
What the fuck is unicorn dust? That's what I swear to God. That's what she.
What was your
unicorn dust?
How did you respond to that?
Well, in my mind, I'm thinking she's either high as fuck or she wants to fuck me or both, which is.
Unicorn dust means you want to fuck?
No, that's what she's like. She goes like this. She goes like this. She's holding my face. She goes, "Oh my God, your eyes are so beautiful. They look like unicorn dust." I'm like.
Yeah, right. Mine are
this
black.
This is kind of weird. I was a little uncomfortable. And so she hands me a glow stick and hands me another one. So I put them on. I'm like, okay, thanks. She walks away. She comes back about 15 minutes later with a bucket of candy. She's got like Twizzlers and, you know, those candy necklaces the little raver kids like to wear, the thumb pops and the ring pops and bullshit. And she hands me a lollipop. But the lollipop didn't come from the bucket, which I should have known as a cue.
Came out of her vagina.
No, it came out of her pocket.
Oh.
Back pocket.
Butthole.
Her flesh pocket.
She goes, here, have this. But it looked like such a tasty lollipop. It was a blow pop. You can't turn down a blow pop.
Yeah.
Somebody compliment her.
Why?
Because your eyes are like...
Oh, there.
Unicorn.
Thanks. They're like dragon assholes.
Listen, I don't want to have sex with you. God.
They're like leprechaun knees.
So she comes back up and she has what she goes,
ogre
here, have
dicks.
This. She's like, make sure you suck it.
Was it Chicot too or what?
Yeah, she was really hot. Yeah.
I'm a rock piss.
So she asked me if she asked me here suck it. Suck the lollipop. I'm like, okay. So I sucked it. About 15, 20 minutes later, I'm tripping fucking.
You're
balls.
Like you're
for those
eyes.
In the room, so tripping, he just left the room.
Brandon went to go take a pee pee.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. He does it every show.
Yeah. Oh,
usually several
God,
times.
I thought I was gonna go masturbate.
Probably that too.
Probably. All right. So yeah, so I was it was the first time I've ever done any kind of real drug in my entire life.
And no shit, really?
Fucking Coachella, yeah. Acid. And like, it
that's
was
a good place to start.
Yeah, no shit. Let me tell you, it changed my whole view on different things, on music, on my... I had a totally different perspective about the Black Keys after that experience.
Well, they got me black.
But what were you seeing? Did you see colors?
Oh, I saw colors of all sorts and sizes.
Well, it wasn't just white people.
Wait,
there.
And I had a bunch of dialogue with myself, which was great.
Sorry.
As if I don't talk enough.
Look at
that's
keys.
Funny.
Did you but see I videoed colors? Myself the entire time. I was like, I totally get the 70s and the 60s.
I was going to say, welcome to our parents' fucking childhoods.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, I totally get this director and why he did
apparently
this.
Apparently you didn't ever saw Easy Rider?
That's kind of one of the reasons why I was convinced that I knew that's why I came out to California as far as to pursue an acting career. Because if the first thing I think about while I'm on acid is... Oh my God, this fucking movie makes sense now. Like Fear and Loathing. I was like, oh my God, had an epiphany moment.
Yeah.
Like, that movie's fucking brilliant. You know, and.
Would you ride on the back of a motorcycle like that movie if the other guy's driving as a bitch?
Yeah, fuck it. When I was little, my dad used to drive me a motorcycle. I used to ride on the back of my dad's motorcycle.
Yeah.
Well, I was a little kid, though.
So, yeah, so that's that. Everyone seemed to be in their own little space. Like, you could be close to people, but it seemed like they were in, I called it 4D. That's what I would record myself.
And if you were on acid,
and you look 4D, that's a...
fuck you, bitch. But one of the girls that I was hanging out with, she's like, are you okay? She said my eyes were dilated so much I looked like one of the characters on fucking X-Files.
Corinne, while you were on acid, would you get that he was a little brother on the back of a motorcycle with this big brother driving? Would you get it?
I would totally.
Friday knows how to get on that fucking mic. You've done radio Friday.
Yeah, she does. She knows.
You gotta get in closer, Corinne, because your story's trailing off a little bit. You gotta get on that motherfucking mic. No, it's all right.
But
I don't think the mic's gonna help it.
It was definitely a fucking eye-opening experience. If the girl hadn't told me, she said, did that girl give you acid? So she walked over and asked her, because what'd you give her? She's like, I gave her an acid pop.
The government used to fucking do that. CIA
my takeaway? Listen, my takeaway? For Coachella is never take candy from a strange white girl under the age of 22.
Well, you're telling the wrong fucking crowd that.
Hey, so the acid was in the pot. I've only had acid like his little paper thing.
Yeah, well, that's what it was. I guess it was paper on the lollipop, which I didn't really notice because it was at the bottom.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And then about 20 minutes, I was tripping balls, and you missed it. I was talking
I'm too scared to take psychedelics, man.
But it was the coolest experience ever. I mean, I'll probably never do it again, but
acid once. I did mushrooms once. You guys ever?
Did you laugh?
Okay, you know what? Honestly, I did mushrooms twice. And the one time was Uncle Luke here, Bokes and Stryker. And Bokes, for some reason, why do you want to take mushrooms? He just wanted to try it.
I think he had them.
He just wanted to try it. No, Stryker had them. So he just wanted to try it. So I'm like, oh, okay. And I took some, these seem legit. And we went out the whole night. It was like a really fun, epic night. Mm. And I got home and I put a pizza in the oven. I laughed for half an hour about the fucking pizza in the oven. I'm like, I can't believe the pizza's in the oven. Dude, I can't believe it's cooking. And I laid down, and the fucking pizza burnt because I never took it out. So I laughed so goddamn hard about the pizza. I thought it was so fucking funny. The pizza was in the oven. I'm like, holy shit, the pizza's in the oven. Oh my God. And I live by myself. And I'm like, I really wish I had a roommate right now to give me into shape. And the pizza looked like dog shit. It was black and fucking charcoal.
Yeah, that's the thing too. When you're on acid, things change the way they look.
And you could drink as much as you want on any of those hallucinogens.
Yes.
If you realize that. I could drink a 30 pack of beer.
Right. I was high literally for 16 hours.
Yeah, I feel
you. At one point I was in the VIP section rocking myself. Yeah. And I recognized.
But did you laugh?
I was laughing hysterically at myself.
Did you drink a lot of beer? Do you drink beer?
No,
what do you
drink? I don't drink beer.
You drink anything?
Alcohol. And did maybe
you
one
could
or two
drink
shots.
A ton, right?
No, well, I didn't drink because I was afraid of what was going to happen to me.
Sorry, some of us are alcoholics. I apologize.
I was by myself. Two black guys walk up and they recognize me.
Of course, it's always about the black guys, isn't
it? It was Snoop Dogg's crew.
Was Don Magic Juan?
What's that?
Don Magic Juan, church.
No. Right. Don wasn't there yet.
You met him?
Fuck no.
He wasn't there yet.
I wish you guys seemed awesome.
He's really
church.
Cool.
Does he laugh?
Yes, he does quite a bit.
Don Magic Juan?
Yeah.
Or Snoop Dogg.
Are you saying it?
Don Magic Juan. Like, they're the fucking pimp.
You've
dude.
Met him, dude. You've met him at the improv. The guy who always wears the fucking colorful pimp outfits.
No.
Church.
Friday.
Church.
And you also met him at the Jamie Foxx birthday.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
Okay, sure.
I was drunk.
You were drunk. Thank you.
Was Warren G there?
Friday's a fucking drinker, man. I like it.
Yes.
She's just a
drinker.
Brat
was at Jamie Foxx.
Oh, DeBrat Tat.
Okay. Brad to Tat was at Jimmy Fox.
She's decent.
I invited Jimmy to that. He was going to come, but he didn't. He couldn't.
I like the Brat.
Huh?
I like the Brat.
Yeah.
Remember when she came back out and she got fake boobs and was all thin and shit?
She's a lesbian.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
funny.
Didn't
work for her.
Yeah, it did not work at all. No.
It's better for her to stay lesbian.
To have those shitty little braids like RG3 and that stupid bandana. Sorry.
And it's not rape if
you push back.
Well, you stole that joke from Jimmy.
If you guys take anything from this episode, remember what they just said, guys. Who are should they pick
she
song
didn't.
Of the week or should we? Do you guys want a song even like lately?
I guess
the Black Keys.
What song?
Why are they black?
I'm gonna go with Gold on the Ceiling.
You won't go with
because that's a song.
Shape
I'm
It Up.
Out.
Or was it some?
What about Blazing Saddles? I'm tired.
Oh,
hey Friday,
it's a great song.
Before we close this, will you give a shout out to my friend Jeremy Smith in Buffalo? He's a fucking huge fan of yours, and I promised him I would have you say something like sexy to him. Jeremy Smith.
This is Corinne and Friday, and we want to smell your socks.
Nice!
I hope they're clean, right, motherfucker.
What was the name of the song again? What's the name
Tighten
of the song?
Up! That's a song. You ever hear Tighten Up? That's a good tune.
You got a kid?
I like Gold better.
All right, we'll do this.
All right, guys. Well,
thank you.
It was a good show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Every Goody Mob out there, fuck your faces.
That's the end?